You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Andy Hooper, the CEO at Global E-Commerce Experts, that provides an end-to-end solution for all e-commerce sellers looking to expand seamlessly into the European and UK markets through VAT compliance, responsible person, 3PL, growth management, and shipping and custom solution services. And Mr. Hooper, thanks for joining us here today.
No problem. Thanks very much for having us. It's great to be with you.
Well, it is certainly awesome to have you with us. Excited to hear from you, and I'm sure our listeners are anxious to hear from you as well. So to get things started, let's start off with keying in on compliance. The world of compliance can be complicated, obviously, for e-commerce sellers. How can you ensure that sellers can become compliant seamlessly?
Yeah, I think that's a great part. I mean, the compliance is the piece that lots of people get themselves tied up in. You know, people overcomplicate the compliance of what they need. But really, you got to break that down into two clear areas. So you need to get the business compliant, and you need to make sure that your products are compliant. So there's two different areas. And depending on where you are in your journey, is going to depend on where or is best to solve that. So, you know, the product compliance is really, really key. When you're expanding into a new market, it's really crucial you make sure that your products are compliant with the regulations. One, so you don't get caught and held up in customs. And secondly, so your products, once they're online, they don't get pulled and you've got all these problems with your products. And I think that's one of the areas that people struggle on the most, is that whole area of, you know, what do I need to do with my product? What do I need to do? So product compliance is definitely critical. And then the business compliance, depending on where you are and what you're doing, you need to make sure that your business is compliant. So typically across Europe, is making sure they're VAT registered, for example, from the countries from which you sell. So I hope that gives you a little snippet there. You know, those two key parts, your product compliance and business compliance.
And of course, VAT is a core element for any business expanding into Europe. What do you find are the key things to consider when it comes to VAT and trading within European markets? I'm sure that would be some good feedback and information from you on that.
Okay, so yeah, VAT, just in case anyone's not sure, is value-added tax. So VAT is the sales tax that European governments put on products as a sales tax, in a nutshell. And it works a little bit like Nexus, where, you know, depending on where you're based, you know, VAT is different in each country across Europe. And really, the simplest way to look at it is, really, then there's a whole load of rules and regulations you need to consider, but the fundamentals are, where you're selling a product, the government that you're selling the product within, so you're in England or UK, you're selling in UK or Germany, you're selling in Germany, what they're really looking for is, as a thank you for selling that product in that region, they want to tax you a little bit for it. So the general rule of thumb is, where you're selling the product, the government is going to want some sales tax involved. Now, typically, you can rule that and put a simple rule on that by saying, from where you're fulfilling, I can guarantee you'll need to be paying VAT on those products.
Certainly some helpful information there, and thanks for that. Now, let's look at growth management. Growing your brand once launched into the EU marketplaces and maintaining your lead role within the market is certainly important. How can e-commerce brands ensure to continue to grow both their businesses and sales? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so in Europe, there's 550 million people. So there's a significant number of people that you can expand your brand, grow your brand, and build out your brand in Europe. Now, that's amazing. And that's amazing for several reasons, because, you know, you've got 550 million people you can sell your product to. The downside, and I want to put the downside in there, is that it's across 28 countries. So the downside to 28 countries is you've got 28 languages. You've definitely got 28 marketplaces. Now, it depends on where you're selling and what platforms you're already selling on. It's going to depend on your launch strategy or the strategy you're going to implement when you're in Europe. And the reason I say that is because, let's say you're an Amazon seller. A typical client of ours will be an Amazon seller in the US. They might be selling on Walmart or eBay or their own website as well. And what happens is when you look to sell into Europe, what's going to happen is Amazon's a great place to start, but Amazon is not the biggest marketplace in every single country. So when we start looking at the growth, a typical one of our clients who sells on Amazon, we can get them to 80% of their US sales across Europe. And typically 50% of that will come from Amazon itself across Europe. But the other 30% comes from the other 100 marketplaces that there are that are relevant to your product. So if you sell homeware, it might be better on another, on a different marketplace, as if you're selling sports stuff, for example. So the growth and the opportunity really is about being strategic in the marketplaces you need to sell and fulfill from or to, so you can get the 550 million people. And of course, with the 28 countries, you need to consider 28 languages. So you need to make sure that the languages are translated on your listings to make sure you can sell to people in those countries.
Certainly do appreciate your expertise here and knowledge in this field. And I'm sure you've already helped listeners tuning in today to know what they need to do next. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Andy Hooper, the CEO at Global E-Commerce Experts, that provides an end-to-end solution for all e-commerce sellers looking to expand seamlessly into the European and UK markets, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, let's look at 3PL. How do your 3PL facilities allow e-commerce sellers to reach markets throughout Europe, and what are its fulfillment capabilities?
Yeah, so we've got fulfillment houses, 3PL, third-party logistics facilities in the UK and in Europe. And what that means is that when you're shipping your products as an e-commerce seller into us, what we can do is we can distribute your products either directly into Amazon, FBA, or places like that, or direct to the consumer. Now, we've got the ability to send next day to most countries, and 48 hours to the ones that are slightly further afield from us. Now, depends on the market you're selling on, depends what that requirement is. For most of our sellers, direct to consumer from their website, 48 hour delivery is okay. And we can do that to the whole of Europe for our facilities. Direct to consumer and directly into FBA or business to business, we can do that next day in key strategic locations, easy for me to say. So that's really the key, is about using a third party logistics. See, what happens is when you're expanding to a new continent, what tends to happen is that you can't use your local provider or your garage or wherever the warehouse you've got a part of your business. So you're going to need to outsource some of those bits. And what you need to make sure is, when you're looking for a provider, you're looking for two things. One, they can distribute all the channels you need, they can connect to all the marketplaces, and thirdly, they've got the ability to get it in the hands of the product in the hands of those that want it quickly. And that's where our facilities across in the UK and across Europe give people the ability to be able to do that.
Excellent feedback there. Thanks so much. Now, tell us about your shipping companies and the key things to consider when planning to ship to European and UK markets to make its journey effortless.
Yeah, so what we found was, I never necessarily wanted a shipping company, but what happens is when our clients are expanding, in order for them to be able to have a seamless sort of interaction and process when they're expanding, we had to basically take on a shipping company, customs and everything else, because no one could really get it as well dialed in as what our clients needed. So we opened up a shipping company, we bought a shipping company and included it into what we were doing, so that we can handle all of those products directly from China straight into our 3PLs and straight onto wherever they're going. Now, the beauty of that is that what happens is when you're expanding into a new continent, you know that someone's got hold of your hand through the whole logistics chain. We know right now it's well documented that logistics, the network, has been pretty overrun for the last few years with a pandemic and everything else that's gone on. So having the ability to be able to control that from within and know everything that's going on for our clients has been really, really pivotal. So when a client's expanding, they can go, okay, you can just hold our hand from the factory all the way through, and I haven't got to deal with any other service providers. And that's the critical step that people need. Now, we can do all of it. There's lots of providers that can do all of these things. So This isn't us use our service, although we'd love you to. It's more a case of giving you the idea of what you're going to need, because the customs legislation coming into Europe is a little bit different to where you might be selling already. And you need to make sure that you've got the customs piece really dialed in to make sure that you don't come, let's say, come a cropper. You don't fall foul of the regulations when you're expanding.
Once again, Mr. Hooper, we want to thank you for your time and for joining us here today and all this fantastic information to help us get in the know on our desire to expand into the European and UK markets. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, I think the key thing is if you want to expand your brand, Europe's a massive opportunity. 550 million people you can expand your brand to. You don't have to use us. There's plenty of opportunities out there to help expand your brand. Go find out what the opportunity is for your brand. Take it, build it, grow it, and see how you can take on Europe as well as your home country.
Yeah, no doubt there's a lot of opportunities there. And thanks again for joining us on behalf of Global E-Commerce Experts. Where can listeners get further details and take advantage of your services and expertise?
Yeah, fantastic. So, I mean, to get in contact with us, you can go to our website, Google Global E-Commerce Experts, which is globale-commerceexperts.com /podcast. And you'll be able to get our free download of the 7 steps on how to successfully expand into Europe. And to get in contact with us, yeah, all the usual social channels. If you want to reach out direct to me, I'm Andy Hooper. I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm pretty sure I'll come up when you're looking for me.
Easy enough, and we'll include those links within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Hooper, all the best. Hopefully we can speak with you again right here on E-Commerce Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Anytime. My pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Andy Hooper, the CEO at Global E-Commerce Experts, that provides an end-to-end solution for all e-commerce sellers looking to expand seamlessly into European and UK markets. And for all the details, visit globale-commerceexperts.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.